The story of Frank Worrell as captain of the West Indies cricket team, 1960 to 1963. The death of Colly Smith in 1959 was one of the main reasons that made Frank Worrell return to Test match cricket in 1960, after virtually retiring after the West Indies cricket tour of England in 1957. After the England tour was completed, there was overwhelming support from the press led by C.L.R. James that Worrell be selected as captain of the West Indies team to tour Australia in 1960. In the meeting of the West Indies Cricket Board of Control, Jerry Alexander, the West Indies captain, nominated Frank Worrell to captain the West Indies cricket team to Australia and stated that he was willing to serve as vice-captain under Frank Worrell. One of the first things that Frank Worrell instituted as captain is that all players from the various West Indies countries would not room together, but instead room with players from the other West Indies countries. This proved to be a cementing force for the West Indies cricket team. The permanent tribute to Frank Worrell as captain of the West Indies is shown by the Australian Cricket Board of Control by naming the Frank Worrell Trophy after Worrell for competition between the two countries at the end of the fifth Test match, despite losing the series to Australia 2-1. At the end of the tour, the Mayor of Melbourne held a civic reception for the West Indies team to wish them goodbye with a ticker tape parade of over 500,000 people. Frank Worrell then went on to captain the West Indies team that defeated India 5-0 in 1962, the first black wash. Frank Worrell won the batting average for both teams in this series with an average of 88.03, as he had done 14 years earlier in his first Test match series in 1948 against England with an average of 147. Frank Worrell led West Indies to a 3-1 victory against England in 1963 at the Oval, as it overflowed with adoring fans as Worrell announced his retirement from Test cricket, giving him the result of 15 matches played, 9-1 and 3 lost, as captain of the West Indies. Frank Worrell was knighted by the Queen in 1964. After retirement, Sir Frank Worrell was appointed as manager of the West Indies cricket team in 1965, captained by Gary Sobers, that defeated Australia 2-1 to win a Test match series for the first time ever between these two countries.